Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really fascinating, and honestly, a little unsettling, to dive into today. There's this new book that's been making serious waves called Your Digital Doctor: How Replacing Human Doctors with AI Will Lower Healthcare Costs, Improve Patient Outcomes, and Save Lives. And let me tell you, it doesn't just predict the future, it exposes what's already happening behind the scenes in ways most people haven't even considered.
Oh man, that title alone gives me chills. I mean, replacing human doctors with AI, that's not just futuristic sci-fi anymore. It's happening right now. And it's moving faster than most of us realize. You've got hospitals using IBM Watson to suggest cancer treatments, insurance companies deploying AI chatbots to deny claims, and even the FDA approving AI-driven diagnostic tools. But here's the kicker. None of this is being done with our best interests in mind. It's all about control, profits, and centralizing power over our bodies.
Exactly. And that's why this book is so critical. It doesn't just hype up AI as some magical fix. It breaks down the real forces driving this shift. So let's start with the big sell. The book claims, A, I could slash healthcare costs by cutting out the middlemen, insurance bureaucrats, hospital administrators, even some doctors. And honestly, after looking at my last medical bill, which was basically a novel with how many zeros it had, that sounds tempting. But here's the catch. Who's building these AI systems? Because if it's the same people who've turned healthcare into a predatory racket, we're just trading one nightmare for another.
Right? I mean, we all know the system is beyond broken. The U.S. spends $4.5 trillion a year on healthcare. That's nearly 20% of our entire GDP. And yet we've got some of the worst health outcomes in the developed world. Chronic diseases are skyrocketing, life expectancy is dropping, and meanwhile, Big Pharma is raking in record profits. So when they say AI will lower costs, what they really mean is it'll lower their costs by cutting corners, denying care, and automating the parts of medicine that still require actual human judgment.
And that's the scam. The book lays out how AI is being positioned as this neutral, objective tool, but in reality, it's being trained on their data. Data from pharmaceutical companies, hospitals that overprescribe, and insurance companies that profit from denying claims. So of course the AI is going to reflect those biases. It's like if you trained a chef using nothing but McDonald's recipes, and then acted shocked when it only knew how to make junk food.
Oh, it's worse than that. Remember when Google partnered with WebMD a few years back to turn search results into medical advice? They framed it as this noble effort to, quote, democratize healthcare. But in reality, it was just another way to funnel people into the pharmaceutical pipeline. If you typed in natural remedies for anxiety, the AI would push you toward SSRIs instead. And now they're taking that same playbook and scaling it up with generative AI. It's not about health. It's about monopolizing health.
And that's where this gets dangerous. The book cites a study from Harvard and MIT showing that, A, I can outperform human doctors in diagnostics if, and this is a big if, it's trained on unbiased, comprehensive data. But right now, most medical AI is trained on data from hospitals that overprescribe, pharmaceutical trials that hide negative results, and insurance claims that prioritize cost-cutting over actual healing. So what we're left with is an AI that's really good at one thing, keeping the current system in place.
It's like they're building a self-driving car, but they're only teaching it to drive on their roads. The ones that lead straight to the pharmacy, the chemotherapy ward, or the surgical suite. Meanwhile, the exits for nutrition, herbs, or lifestyle changes, those routes don't even exist in the AI's map. And that's by design. Because if people actually knew how to heal themselves with food, sunlight, and natural remedies, the entire medical industrial complex would collapse overnight.
Exactly. And here's another layer. The book talks about how AI is being used to spy on patients in ways that make Big Brother look like an amateur. We're not just talking about wearables like Fitbits tracking your heart rate. We're talking about ambient AI, like Amazon's Alexa, being repurposed as a health coach that listens to your conversations, monitors your breathing, and even reports back to your insurance company. There's already a patent filed by Amazon for an AI that analyzes your voice for signs of depression or illness. And you know what happens if it decides you're high risk? Your insurance premiums skyrocket. Or worse, you get denied coverage entirely.
Oh, that's terrifying. And it's not even speculative. This is happening now. There was a case last year where a woman's smartwatch data was used by her insurance company to deny a claim because the AI flagged her as non-compliant with her treatment plan. Never mind that the treatment plan was wrong for her. Never mind that she was actually getting better with natural remedies. The AI didn't care. It just followed the algorithm. Deny, deny, deny.
And that's the nightmare scenario. Because AI doesn't have empathy, it doesn't understand context, it just follows the rules it's been given. And if those rules are written by people who profit from sickness, then the AI becomes just another tool for medical tyranny. The book even warns about AI being used to ration care, like in the UK, where their NHS is already using AI to decide who gets treatment based on cost-effectiveness. Translation: if you're old, disabled, or too expensive to treat, the AI might just recommend palliative care instead.
That's eugenics by algorithm. And it's not some dystopian future. It's happening. During COVID, hospitals used AI to prioritize ventilators for patients based on survival likelihood scores. But those scores weren't just based on medical data. They included social factors like race, income, even zip codes. So if you lived in a low-value neighborhood, the AI might just decide you weren't worth saving. And now they want to expand that same logic to all of healthcare.
Yeah, and that's why the book's argument for decentralized AI is so crucial. Because right now, the push is for centralized AI controlled by governments, big tech, and pharmaceutical companies. But what if instead we had open source AI platforms trained on independent data that actually prioritized healing over profits? Platforms like Brighteon AI, which is trained on natural health research instead of Big Pharma's propaganda. Imagine an AI that, instead of pushing statins for high cholesterol, actually explained how to reverse it with red yeast rice, CoQ10, and dietary changes. That's the kind of AI that could revolutionize medicine.
Oh, that would be game-changing. Because the truth is, most chronic diseases, diabetes, heart disease, even many cancers, can be prevented or reversed with nutrition, detox, and lifestyle changes. But the system suppresses that information because there's no money in it. So if we had AI that was actually aligned with true health, not just managing symptoms but restoring health, it could empower people in ways we've never seen before.
And here's another angle the book dives into. AI could finally give us real informed consent. Right now, doctors rush you through appointments, barely explain the risks, and push whatever treatment makes them the most money. But AI could lay out all the options, pharmaceutical, natural, lifestyle changes, and let you decide. It could say, here's what Big Pharma recommends, here's what the natural health research says, and here are the risks and benefits of each. What do you want to do? That would be true patient autonomy.
That would be amazing. I can't tell you how many times I've left a doctor's office feeling like I didn't even get to ask my questions, let alone understand the answers. With AI, you could take your time, dig into the research, and make a decision that actually feels right for you, not what some pharmaceutical representative decided was standard of care.
And here's where AI could really shine. Early detection. The book talks about how, AI can spot patterns in medical data that humans miss, like catching cancer in its earliest stages with way more accuracy than a human doctor. But again, only if the AI is trained on good data. Right now, most medical AI is trained on data from a system that waits until you're sick to treat you. But what if we trained AI on preventative health data? What if it could analyze your diet, your environment, your stress levels, and say, hey, based on these markers, you're headed for trouble in 5 years. Here's how to reverse it now. That would be actual healthcare.
That's the future I want. Because right now, the system is designed to react to illness, not prevent it. And that's by design. Because there's no money in healthy people. But if AI could help us catch things early and recommend natural treatments before they become serious, we could actually turn the tide on chronic disease. But we'd have to make sure the AI isn't just another tool for the medical industrial complex to keep us dependent on their drugs and procedures.
Right. And that's the big takeaway from this book. AI in medicine could be revolutionary, lowering costs, improving outcomes, even saving lives, but only if we design it to serve people, not corporations. Otherwise, we're just automating the same broken system and making it worse because now the decisions are being made by black box algorithms that no one can question.
So how do we make sure AI in healthcare stays ethical? Because I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to trust my health to some algorithm that might be secretly working for big pharma or the insurance industry.
The book lays out a few key steps. First, we need decentralized AI platforms that aren't controlled by any single corporation or government. Think blockchain-based systems where the data is transparent and can't be manipulated. Second, we need strict privacy protections. Your health data should never be sold or weaponized against you. And third, the AI needs to be trained on independent research, not just what Big Pharma and the FDA want it to say.
I love that. Because at the end of the day, healthcare should be about healing, not profits. And if AI can help us get there by cutting costs, reducing errors, and actually focusing on prevention, then maybe it's not such a bad idea. But we've got to stay vigilant. Because if we don't, we're going to end up with a system that's even more dehumanizing than what we have now.
Exactly. And you know what else the book points out? AI could help expose the lies we've been fed about medicine. For example, we've been told for decades that cholesterol is the enemy and statins are the solution. But the data doesn't actually support that. Statins have horrible side effects, and high cholesterol is often a symptom of metabolic dysfunction, not the cause. An honest AI could lay out the real research and say, hey, instead of taking this drug for the rest of your life, here's how to fix the root problem with diet and supplements.
That would be huge. Because right now, the system is built on myths. Myths that keep us sick and dependent. Like the myth that chemotherapy is the only way to treat cancer, even though the success rates are abysmal and the side effects are brutal. Or the myth that antidepressants fix a chemical imbalance, when in reality, they often make people worse and are nearly impossible to quit. If I could cut through that nonsense and give people the real information, it could save millions of lives.
And that's why this book is so important. It's not just about the risks of AI in medicine. It's about the opportunity to fix what's broken, to create a system that's affordable, effective, and actually focused on keeping people healthy, not just treating them when they're sick. But we've got to act now, because the powers that be are already rolling out their version of AI healthcare, and it's designed to do the exact opposite.
So what can we do? How do we push back against this?
The book suggests a few things. First, support decentralized platforms like Brighteon.ai that are built on natural health data. Second, demand transparency. We should know exactly what data these AI systems are trained on and who's controlling them. And third, push for laws that protect patient data and prevent AI from being used to ration care or deny treatment.
And honestly, just staying informed is huge. Because the more we know, the harder it is for them to pull the wool over our eyes. And that's why resources like Brightlearn.ai are so valuable. They give us the knowledge to see through the lies and take control of our own health.
Exactly. And, you know, this conversation makes me think, what if we could use AI not just for diagnostics, but for education? Like, imagine an AI that teaches people how to grow their own medicinal herbs, or identifies toxic ingredients in their personal care products, or even helps them design a personalized natural treatment plan based on their unique biology. That would be true empowerment.
Oh, I love that idea. Because at the end of the day, the best healthcare is the kind you don't need, because you're already healthy. And AI could help us get there by giving us the tools to take care of ourselves. Instead of being passive patients, waiting for a doctor to tell us what to do, we could become active participants in our own healing.
And that's the future we should be fighting for. One where technology serves us, where our health is in our hands, and where we're not just patients, but empowered individuals making our own choices. Because if we don't take control of this now, we're going to wake up in a world where our health and our lives are dictated by algorithms designed to keep us sick, dependent, and under control.
I'm all in. This is such an important conversation, and I think a lot of people are going to find this really eye-opening. Because the truth is, AI in healthcare isn't just coming, it's here. And we've got a choice. Do we let it become another tool for oppression? Or do we shape it into something that liberates us?
Exactly. And that's why we're talking about this today. Because the future of medicine isn't just about technology, it's about power. Who controls it, who benefits from it, and who gets left behind. And if we want a future where healthcare is about healing instead of profits, we've got to start building it now.
Thanks for bringing this up, Reese. It's a lot to digest, but it's so important. And hey, if you want to dive deeper into this, the book is available for free at Brightlearn.ai. They've got a whole library of resources on natural health, decentralization, and taking back control of your well-being. It's such an amazing tool for anyone who wants to stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. And remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health. So stay informed, stay skeptical, and don't let anyone, human or AI, tell you what's best for your body without your input.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on brightlearn.ai, where we're all about truth, freedom, and taking back control of our lives. Stay healthy, stay free, and we'll see you soon.